up to you whether...
I was going to recommend the same thing, so I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, we do have an opinion from the county attorney, and we can discuss it then. All right. So we were making our way through the different kinds of service providers.
So, let me be clear. We are not discussing tonight the introduction?
Well, it's up to you. I thought we...
What?
It's up to you what you want to do.
I know, but that's where you started, and you said that you started to roll into something. That's why I'm asking. What are you getting ready to roll into with your conversation?
We're going to continue where we left off last time with paragraph 4.2. We're making our way down through the different kind of service providers and the exact minimum standards that apply to those.
Okay, so before you get started, let me ask another question. So this package that we were handed tonight is reflecting the changes that was not only from our last meeting, but also from what the county attorney's comments were that was from Larry right. Kelly's email?
No. You don't have a color copy, but you know the insertions are things that we haven't discussed yet. You know, any changes that are here are things that we haven't discussed. And there are some insertions here that the county attorney has asked us to put in based on the opinion that he gave us for the questions you had about the applicability of the minimum standards. As we go back through this again, after we get through it the first time, we can pick those up. But it's your choice. How you want to do this, but like I said, Larry sounded like he wanted to be involved with that discussion, so
and
I'd recommend coming back. But where we left off was, like I said, aircraft maintenance operator, and we're up to 4.2. I did it a little bit different this time. In the past, I handed out everybody those sets of questions, things to think about, things that other airports had put in their minimum standards, kind of to get you thinking. And that seemed to confuse a lot of people. This time, I put in kind of where they would be, that the questions that I think need to be discussed, and with no recommendations on what the answers are. That's kind of my plan, is to keep going through the different kinds of aeronautical activities and getting your opinions.
Okay, I mean, it's just my concern is that the purpose and scope and section 1.2, certainly may govern some of the conversation that we have.
Well, we can start, we can go back and do it that way if you think that's going to affect it.
Well, I think Larry Kelly certainly wanted to be involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
But if something changes in section one that is going to affect the rest of it.
And I don't see anything that will. I think the big question is who's it going to apply to, and that's not going to affect the actual standards.
I'm not sure I follow that comment, Jim, because if it applies to existing as it was previously written, then it will.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about an aircraft rental business. And
thank you for coming by, sir.
And the committee recommends that an aircraft rental business has to have two airplanes. It doesn't matter who that applies to. That's the standard. You can go back later and argue about who it applies to. Unless you're thinking you may not, if it's, you're not sure it's going to apply to you or not, which was your question, maybe you'd want the standards to be different if they're going to apply to you versus they're not going to apply to you. So I'd